Tonight I'd like to talk about the significance of the sacrificial goat and the scapegoat, as mentioned here in Leviticus 16. If you'll read with me at Leviticus 16, verse 5 and down. And he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats as a sin offering and one ram as a burnt offering. Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord, and the other lot for the scapegoat. I thought this part was interesting here, how at those times they would inquire the will of the Lord through something as innocent or seemingly as tossing dice to see what the will of the Lord was through physical means. I thought that was part as interesting as we can relate to that in the stuff that we know, like tossing of the coin, understanding that it's not really chance, but through God's providence, we can see what his will is. I thought that was interesting that they did that in those times just to ascertain the will of God. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the Lord's lot fell and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it and to let it go as a scapegoat into the wilderness. Now, if you'll look a little bit further on down in verse 22, I believe, or 21. And Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land, and he shall release the goat into the wilderness, the person that would take it out of the dwelling place, the tabernacle. Then Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of meeting, shall take off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. I thought this was relevant to bring up how the scapegoat was mentioned last time we met, and I wanted to know more about that. What was the significance of it? What it meant? We know that in the times of the Old Testament, many of the rituals was brought to the Israel people through Mosaic law. A lot of that would suit as an example, a foreshadowing, if you will, of what was to be expected come the age of Christ. In this example, I believe the sacrificial goat would foreshadow what Christ would mean to all of us, meaning that he would actually make an atonement for our sins by forgiving them. And the significance here with the scapegoat, the purpose of that was to take all the iniquities of the community, the people of Israel, and remove it from them, their dwelling place, so it would not be among them anymore. I believe Christ did so this as well, even for modern-day Christians who we know as long as we confess our sins and repent of them, they will be taken away from us and as well forgiven. That way we can be made clean in preparation for the coming judgment, meaning we would be blameless, spotless, in preparation for that. I thought that was interesting to see that God used these physical examples so the Israelite people could be have their minds prepared for what was to come, the age of Christ. We are so fortunate to have a means of escape through Jesus Christ, who took all our sins and paid for them and abolished them so that we may have a way of escaping our predetermined fate come the judgment. We're so fortunate that we have a way out. So it's important that we recognize that and realize what's at stake here, not just for ourselves, but for everyone, and to do a good job being the Lord's will to spread this news of salvation to everyone, that it's possible, that we don't have to go to a place that wasn't meant for us in the first place, that we can have an eternity with our Father in heaven.